The Sudbury Wolves were in action on Friday night, December 8, against the visiting Niagara Ice Dogs after a daytime trade between the two made some noise, with Niagara sending goaltender Marcus Vandenberg to the Wolves in exchange for a pair of draft picks. Owen Flores was the starting goaltender for the Ice Dogs while the Wolves set Jakub Vendras between the pipes. Despite throwing everything they could at Flores, the Wolves weren't able to score until the 14:32 mark of the opening period when Evan Kanyon scored his 10th goal of the season to give Sudbury a first period 1-0 lead. With 4:30 remaining in the period, Matthew Mania received a 5-minute major penalty and a game misconduct for a crosscheck. Then, with 2:28 remaining in the period, Andre Anania scored his second goal of the season for the Wolves to give Sudbury a 2-0 lead after the first 20 minutes of play. Less than 4 minutes into the second period, the Ice Dogs would put a goal past Vendras when Matthew Paris scored his 6th goal of the season to cut Sudbury's lead to 2-1. With 14:02 to go in the second period, Nolan Collins scored his first of 2 goals on the night, and 4th of the season, to restore Sudbury's 2-goal lead, making it 3-1 Wolves. A little more than a minute later, the Ice Dogs would strike again with a goal by Ryan Van Etten, his 3rd of the season, to make the score 3-2. At the 11:18 mark of the middle frame, Landon McCallum put up his 10th goal of the season to increase the Wolves' lead to 4-2. Under 2 minutes later, Nolan Collins scored his 2nd of the game, and 5th of the season, to give Sudbury some insurance in the form of a 5-2 lead. At the 14:11 mark of the period, Sudbury would increase their lead even further with a goal from Nathan Villeneuve, his 7th of the season, to give the Wolves a big 6-2 lead with 1 period remaining in the hockey game. Later, at the 7:23 mark of the third period, Dalibor Vorsky would continue his hot streak by scoring his 16th goal in just 19 games in a Wolves uniform, making the score 7-2 for Sudbury. With exactly 3 minutes remaining, Andrew Wykisk scored his 3rd of the season for the Dogs to make the score 7-3 for the Sudbury Wolves. Not to be outdone, Kieran Walton scored his 8th of the season with only 50 seconds remaining to give Sudbury a 5-goal lead, with a score of 8-3. Niagara would round out the scoring with a goal from Kevin Hee, his 13th of the season, to make the score 8-4 with just 28 seconds remaining. But this is as close as Niagara would get, as the Wolves would go on to defeat the Niagara Ice Dogs by a score of 8-4. The Wolves outshot the Ice Dogs by a margin of 50-24, with Flores making 42 saves in the loss. With the win, the Sudbury Wolves now hold a record of 14 wins, 10 losses, 2 overtime losses, and 1 shootout loss on the season. The Sudbury Wolves are back on the ice at home Sunday afternoon against former Sudbury captain Jacob Holmes and the Kingston Frontenacs with a scheduled start time of 2:05 p.m. before hitting the road in the USA against the Flint Firebirds in Michigan on Friday, December 15 at 7:05 p.m.